Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. If you are new to the show, let me tell you what this consistency series is. So this podcast has been around for about 9 years, and we release our regular episodes on Mondays and Saturdays. So you will see those as episode number 1047, 1048, 1049. Yep, we have over 1,000 episodes. What I recently started, in addition to our regular Monday and Saturday episodes, is this consistency series.
These are short episodes that air every day other than our Monday and Saturday episodes. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, we have these short episodes of the Consistency 365 series. This series exists because of the huge need that I have seen in working with clients for 10 years around becoming consistent. It is so easy to be drawn to the next plan and the next program and this and that, when at the end of the day, what you really need is to build the skill of consistency. And chances are, it shows up in other areas of your life. Maybe you're super consistent in your career, or maybe you're super consistent with your finances, but not so much with your health. Or maybe you're really consistent in a routine for taking care of your home, but not so much with fat loss or with fitness. We have to build this skill, these fundamental principles of consistency. So this series is not about me teaching those principles. I do that inside the consistency course, and I coach in there as well. This series is about, what does it look like to practice consistency, to do that work every day when there's other things that get your attention, when it feels like you're on autopilot? What does that look like? That's what this series is about, and it's going to go for a little over a year. Today, what I wanted to talk about is one of the difference makers for me in my own practice of consistency, and that is getting up before I need to get up. For me, that looks like getting up before my kids get up. I've got 3 kids under 2. I have 8-month-old twins and a 1, almost 2-year-old toddler. And if I get up when they get up, which is super tempting, sleep as long as I can, I'm tired, sometimes they're up in the night. But if I get up when they get up, I'm reactive. I got to get diapers. So-and-so needs a bottle. I got to make breakfast. When I practice getting up before they do, I'm able to calm myself down, be more deliberate, be more strategic. And one of the most important things I do during this time is I spend anywhere from 2 to 10 minutes journaling. And it's not like, dear diary, yesterday I ate a cookie. It's not that at all. For me, what it looks like is reminding myself how I want to go through this day and what really matters to me. I have found that when I slow down my thinking and I'm not rushing and I'm not racing through my thoughts and through my choices, the clarity is there. The clarity is there. I know what to do, and it feels really straightforward. But when I'm rushing, when I'm racing, when I'm reacting in my thoughts and my choices, not much seems very clear. It helps me tremendously to take a few minutes to just slow down. It's funny, I was on the phone with one of the consistency course members the other day, and she was feeling overwhelmed, and I don't know if I should do this, or I don't know if I should do that, and I feel confused here, and I feel confused there. And on several different occasions, I challenged her to just slow down. Slow down for a second. Pay attention to what you're saying. Do you really feel like you don't know the answer here? And every single time, she knew the answer. Not only that, the answer was clear. It only felt unclear when she was rushing and she was racing, and it wasn't a calm energy. So for me, one of the things that helps me establish that calm energy and carry it through the day and be more consistent as a result is getting up before I need to. Doesn't have to be getting up 2 hours before I need to. For me, the sweet spot is about an hour, hour and a half before I need to. But honestly, 10 minutes before you need to is better than 0 minutes. 11 minutes is better than 10 minutes. So start where you're at, but that has been a huge help for me. I've linked some other resources in the show description if you feel like you need more support, or if you need coaching, or you need accountability. But otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow.